is where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Gets to sing.
No one else gets to talk.
Oh, I did it again. I cut the music early. What is my problem? Happy New Year, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tried to learn the words to that New Year's song.
New Year's, New Year's.
That's it. Oh, no, the one they sing, as I referred to as a child, the song from Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, New Year's movie, Ghostbusters 2.
New Year's movie, Ghostbusters 2. Hi everybody, happy new year. Welcome to Toy Anxiety. We are here. We are ready to talk toys. It's Tuesday night at 9:30 here on Yes Have Some on YouTube. Very excited. I hope everybody had a wonderful, safe, and happy new year. I know some of us were traveling. Some of you were having COVID. I think I'm just saying, if you look at the stats,
it's not, you don't celebrate by having COVID.
I don't think people are celebrating, but I would say 50% of the people here probably have COVID, and that's fine. Just don't cough on anybody and stay safe and stay healthy and drink your Gatorade, and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Just
hang out in your house and watch this.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, watch us. We're your cure for COVID.
Yes.
We're going to get to the chat. Saying hi to everybody, but let's go ahead and introduce our co-host all the way from Valdosta, Georgia, who pointed out his child's in the corner. Nobody puts Sentinel in the corner.
Oh yeah. He's in the corner. Yeah. I finally stood him up. He's been literally just laying on the floor in my toy room since I acquired him. Mm-hmm. Put him in the corner. He's watching over us all tonight.
All right.
Oh, we're protected.
Sentinel Services check-in, making sure that Jake's
Sentinel
taking
Services
care of everyone.
We had a report of some Sentinel abuse over here. Jake, what's up? Abigail, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Had a nice trip this weekend. Got some toys, and I'm excited to talk about them. I'm happy to be back.
Happy to
back
be
in Atlanta.
Back.
It's good to see you back.
Yeah, we're all back.
Yeah.
It feels good.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And Ryan Dole, also back. You were traveling. You were down at the old farmhouse.
I was at the old farmhouse.
Burying ghost traps in the front yard.
It was snowy, but yeah, sure. It was
discovering things about your past.
Go ahead, Jake.
That would have been a cool prank, actually, just to like wait till your mom's asleep or something and just bury a bunch of ghost traps in her yard and let her find them on her own.
It was windy enough, too, that if I buried them, they would have like the snow would have like brushed over them. Yeah. And then I think last night they had like another like 6 inches of snow dump. So when spring hit, it's just the whole front yard could have been like littered in traps.
Oh man.
And now why didn't you tell me? Because I would love nothing more than use litter that is spirit traps.
Yeah, I'm gonna go fill with the farmhouse.
By the way, let's get to the chat, start saying hi to everybody that's with us. Now everybody knows I borrowed this move from the old Geek Dad Life. By the way, shout out to Mr. Life, it was his professional name. We got Abby and myself had lunch with Jay from Geek Dad Life.
We lived the Geek Dad Life.
Oh, we did. It was great. I don't want to give away his business, but you know, there was adult beverages even. You didn't have one. But.
I did not, but it was.
But you could because Abby got her liquor license.
I do have my liquor license. Technically, I could have served it to everyone there.
It was fun.
It was a cool spot that we went to. It's like a historic place in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Yeah,
it's
called Burger King.
No. The Raleigh Times, for anyone who cares, it's an important place.
It is.
I thought you were just about to give out Jay's address.
Yeah.
Oh my god, no, because we didn't need to see his house.
He lives at 342.
No in-person toy tour.
They don't let us around. They don't let me around playsets.
He's seen how Abby dances in the toy room. He's like,
oh my god, you're like, you should have seen her at Bobby Adie's house.
You ever seen a girl do a handstand on a USS flag? You're about to.
Oh my god, dude,
fun. You should have fun in them.
That should be on the Patreon.
handstands.
I'd be doing yoga on a USS flag. No, yeah, do that.
I can let's move past
this conversation. It's gonna get weird quick.
Gotta get weird. All right, let's go to the chat.
Top Gun music playing.
Mandalorians here. All right, Ray Cameron. Geek Dad Life in the house. Next time we're welcome.
Say his name three times.
Wow.
Blue Chainsaw Man. Jay Key is here.
Other Jay, please.
Gradius Ship Pilot. Yes, YHS Crew. Hello. Hello to you.
Yeah. Why, hello.
Flash.
Hello. Hello
Tony
to
Tony Taylor. Dew's Machine.
Of Tony Taylor Toys?
Of Tony Taylor Toys.
Triple T.
Happy New Year. Excited for Ghostbusters High. Yeah, we're going to get into that.
Oh, my God.
I don't even think Abby knows yet.
About
We'll get to
Ghostbusters
it.
High School. I mean, I've been known about that for like 5 or 6 years.
Well, it's
but Abby doesn't know about the new updates. That's what we're
getting.
Did
Dan Aykroyd do an interview?
Yeah,
it's on the DVD.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we have to watch all these features. Damn. Yeah, we were traveling. So
I Brandon. Up. He said he just started collecting Marvel Legends. Well, welcome. Dude. You're going to do well.
Nice.
Here.
You're behind, dude.
Oh.
Pot of the Ewok. Can't get sick this week. Got about Jake and Hal are coming up for the second Star Wars
swap meet
garage sale.
What?
Can't wait.
What Jason, is this? I have a list for you guys.
Ryan, you're welcome to show up.
Yeah, he's everyone here. Send us your lists and we'll shop for you.
And so on and so on.
Don't do that.
And David so on and here. So on.
Well, no, that's everybody. That's all the people I could get to right now.
So okay.
There you go. But we appreciate everybody. If you're new to the channel, welcome. All right. Welcome to the channel and
welcome home.
Welcome home. This will be your new home. This is like E.T. the ride at Universal Studios. It just feels right.
Yeah. Be sure to look for those three aliens while you're on the ride that won't mean like anything.
Ride, yeah. There you go. So
YHS.
Now, we're not going to do like a full reintroduction of who we are, but we are entering a full new year of Toy Anxiety. And, you know, I think this is good. It's a little bit of a slow news week. We were all traveling. We can kind of take a deep breath, assess what's going on in our collective toy worlds, look forward to the future. We have the Jeffries that are going to be happening. The second annual YHS Toy Awards are going to be happening in early February.
There is a buzz out there about that.
I heard about it on the streets today.
Mm-hmm. Saw it on TMZ.
Oh,
yeah. We're excited about that. We'll have more on that as we get closer. And there you go. That's
speaking
what's
of
happening.
Buzz, Jake, he's creating a buzz right now in the chat.
What's he doing?
He's dropping information, which I wanted to acknowledge.
All right, let it is. Special Toy Anxiety crossover guests on Monster Island this week. Abby, talk about it.
It's going to be me. Now, I was going to do like a fun thing where y'all guessed who it was going to be. Obviously, Jake is part of it. And I'm joining. I'm really excited. Thank you for the invite.
I was going to guess me.
Ryan,
but you ruined it.
One day. I want to have everyone. But no, I'm really pumped. I've been watching like a lot of Godzilla movies and kaiju stuff has been like in a big part of my life recently. So I'm excited to talk about it. And I've always wanted to go to Monster Island and be on it with Jake and Jay. So
there you go.
Because you want an intro.
Yeah. It's 100% just to get one of those.
He's here for the intro.
Get the ego boost.
So anyways, let's get this party going. And all joking aside, we did really have a good time with Jay from Geek Dad Life. So if you are not a subscriber to his channel, I'm sure you already are. Get on over there. Toy Geeks Live every week.
Yeah, he's cool.
Great
dude.
Stuff. Great stuff.
Yeah, next time let us into your home.
Yes.
Don't you have a home?
Jake, how do
home
you
home invasion?
How do you feel about people coming to your home?
YHS takes over your school.
Well, that, I mean, if they're people I like, then I like it. Yeah, I like showing off my toys and stuff. I'm not gonna just like bring a stranger in, but like, you know, I would have let Jay in. So
yeah,
so he can come here.
Yeah,
I would say, man,
I would let Jay sleep over.
Ooh!
Wow, nice. Yeah.
Hey,
I would give him a section of the couch
and be like, here, have a nap.
How awesome are slumber parties, by the way?
Like, yeah, we got to bring them back.
No, I mean, when Jay comes over, when Hal comes over, or Jay, when Jake, well, or Jake.
Well, Jake, he did come over and like sit on the floor with us.
It was great. But like, Jake knows, like, when Jake and Hal come over, we stay up to like 4 in the morning.
It's so
we
fun.
Pizza,
building forts,
video games, run to
Hal,
the store.
Stay the night this weekend. Let's.
Okay, that's it. I'm on my way. We're going to build Echo Base out of pillows.
I think we should next year. I don't know if we're gonna
need some pillows.
I don't know if we're going to be able to outdo the YHS New York premiere party for Ghostbusters Afterlife, but I think the 2022 YHS slumber party, it's a lock-in without the Christianity.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm still bringing my, like, rosary.
Forced to convert. That's different.
Those aren't allowed.
They don't, I don't know that they do that. We're talking...
No religion allowed.
Yeah, essentially just music, just video games and pizza.
There you go. All right. And toys.
And toys. Toys are.
And anxiety. We could bring it all.
Oh, my God.
Sure, we will.
There will be. If we're having a social event where people meet and are having a slumber party, there's going to be anxiety.
It's going to be something
weird. For sure.
Okay, cool. So I guess we should go ahead and acknowledge this, even though it's not really toy related. Ghostbusters Afterlife is now available on digital. So if for some reason you haven't seen Ghostbusters Afterlife, you can buy it. Or if you want to wait a couple more weeks, it'll be on.
Not a
Blu-ray.
Toy, Craig, but yep, continue.
Oh, it's the biggest toy.
It is a toy. Yeah.
It's a toy because I just want to pet it.
Love it.
Do we have pickups this week? Just a digital toy. Do we have pickups this week? Who? I have a couple, but I had a light week.
I don't have any digital pickups, but I do.
I got lots.
Yeah, Ryan, kick it off, man.
Okay, let's kick it off with some Batman, shall we? So I picked up this loosey-goosey, the Toy Biz Bat Cycle.
Oh, nice.
From 1989. Cool. I needed it. I wanted it. I got it. Everyone get the hell out of my way.
Oh, well, nice. Hold on. Where did you... Was this at a toy store? Or was
no, this is from... You. There's this guy in group therapy. His name's Mike Maxwell.
Okay. I've talked to Mike. Great guy.
He's semi-local to where my parents live.
Shout out to Mike.
And he's like, yo, I got this. I don't need it. Take it. And I'm like, me? I can just take it? He's like, take it.
That's the
best. So I took it. And then we went to this guy's basement and we bought tons of toys of shit I haven't seen in years that I didn't even know was on the secondary market because I've just never seen it in stores. And this guy just has, it was almost like the size of my apartment, but just filled with stacks and stacks and stacks of toys and toys everywhere and bins of it. And it was all for sale.
Oh, did you get that big Alf?
No, but I messaged him about it because now there's two people fighting over it.
What was that thing?
The Alf?
It's huge.
It was a giant inflatable Alf. I don't even know how else to even put it.
Alf or Elf? Big.
Alf.
A-L-F.
Elf. Okay. Elf. Abby. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you're a huge fan of the Will Ferrell movie Elf.
Not enough to buy the inflatable Will Ferrell. But they had like everything. That's why I found that Get Along Gang play set, which I showed Abby. He's selling it for $80 plus it's complete, and he's selling extra figures and stuff with it. Mm-hmm. Man, there's so much there. It was actually kind of overwhelming. So he even said, if there's something you think about when you get home and you're like, I will ship. It was insane, but yeah, that was our day was, but anyway, I digest. I have one more Batman thing. I had to get it. It is a shirtless Batman figure. I needed it. He's got like a purple wrestling belt.
Why is he wearing bright green?
What series is that from?
This is from Night Force Ninjas.
Okay.
This is Kenner. This is a full on, like, this is like mid late 90s Kenner.
Okay.
He's shirtless and he's a big purple wrestling belt and he's wearing fluorescent yellow. This is amazing. Like,
is that before or after the Legends of the Dark Knight line?
Around the same time.
Around the same time. Gotcha.
So these are around the same time. And what now I want this movie. Fuck this new one. I want this.
You just want
give me
shirtless
Batman.
Shirtless Batman.
Still with his cowl.
Shirtless. Like I mean, he's fighting a Riddler that looks like Evil Uno right now in this new movie.
I do have some questions.
Yeah, shout out to Evil Uno from AEW Wrestling. But it's like, yeah, this is. I could not say no to a shirtless Batman. Absolutely, okay. I needed that.
I want more of it.
Sure.
Same here. I want shirtless Robin. I want shirtless Nightwing. Shirtless Superman. I want a shirtless Justice League movie.
Let's
that?
Not get crazy. Let's slow down.
Live action shirtless somewhere.
You've heard of the Snyder Cut. Well, this time they're cutting more than Snyder. They're cutting their halters all the way down.
The shirtless cut. Release the shirtless cut.
The shirtless cut. I would be here for, you know what? I think it would do well.
Yeah. You got a pickup?
It's flushed as she.
I'm like, okay.
Think it would do well.
Hey, can I jump on next since I have something related to what Ryan was talking about?
Do it.
You have a shirtless Batman?
Yes. No, this figure is not shirtless. They have a cheerleading uniform on. This is from the Get Along Gang, and I actually don't know this character's name, so maybe someone in the chat can identify it for me. I would appreciate it. Yeah, do my work for me. I picked this up at Cro-Mags Toys in Raleigh. And that store was a lot of fun to go into. It's set up like, kind of feels like you're in someone's old basement from like the 80s and the TV's got cartoons going. And
yeah, can I tell?
Yeah, go for it.
They were playing an old episode of like, what was it? The Super Friends or something. And it was funny because I was hearing it, but I wasn't paying attention to it. And I couldn't find Abby, and it's not a very big store. And I walk over, and Abby's literally on the floor in this toy store watching this episode. And it's like the Justice League playing football against all the bad guys. And it was ridiculous.
That's amazing.
And I was like, are you enjoying? And she was like,
"It's a Saturday
shirts
morning.
Versus skins?"
She was like, no. She no was like, it wasn't the shirtless Justice League. At one point, she was like, have you ever seen, what, didn't you ask me about the Wonder Twins activating at one point?
Yeah, I was like, whenever they activate, they sure do talk about it. You're saying Wonder Twins activate.
That was was that your first interaction with the Wonder Twins?
Kind of.
That's special. That's special, I think.
Yeah,
I
that
think
is
it
special.
Was. It yeah. did. It felt special. And I recommend to everyone, if you're going through Raleigh or if you're in North Carolina, stop at Cro-Mags because it has like a.
Or Jay's house.
Or Jay's house, which yes,
I'm sure Jay's got the address.
We don't even know it, but yeah, I will say that it's a great store, and it was really fun, and it felt very appropriate, like Kat said, to honor my inner child to the max. And I did used to Saturday mornings used to be the only time of the week where it was like my brother and I could just sit down and watch whatever we wanted. So we'd watch cartoons and Cartoon Network or Nicktoons. Yeah. And yeah, so it felt really nice to sit in that store and do that and to pick up this, which is just
yeah,
a very cute,
we didn't
out of
just
package.
Go to watch TV. We bought stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Oh,
we bought more. Okay. I have more stuff, but I'd say Ryan or
Jake's
you
next.
Take, or Jake, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I did pick up. Okay, I'll start with this guy. I got this vintage real Ghostbusters. Was the Gooper Ghost? Gooper.
Yeah, I love that toy.
I love this dude, and you know, I found him in a toy store. A really cool. I don't remember the name of the toy store, but I found him in a really cool place down in Tampa. While I was visiting my mom for Christmas time, and he's complete. So they had him at a good price. So I picked him up. I've been wanting this guy for a while.
Yep, yeah, I love great. That toy. I love that toy when I was
I love all the like all of the real Ghostbuster green ghost toys are the best toys, period. So
yeah. That's like the best looking animated Slimer. Yeah, it's really great.
For that time, absolutely.
Great. Yeah.
That time. Yeah.
Because this is like, you know, the other one, like the regular green ghost, he's like scary looking. He's like mean looking. This one's got the big old smile.
Yeah. He's happy.
And you can take him off his little like plunger thing is and you can and he looks more cartoon accurate too.
Cool. First pickup.
So
great pickup.
I can show up.
Hey, keep talking to the mic there, Craig. Cool.
Yeah. So at that same store at Cro-Mag Toys, I actually picked up the whole set of six of these, but I only grabbed one. So I had never seen these before. So let me talk about these. I posted these on Instagram. These are what's so funny?
What are you laughing at?
Two in the Pringles.
Sorry, I am. I can't help it. It's just
one in the Pringles.
Yeah, it's just like how many fingers can you get in there, Craig?
Hey, you know what? This is toys. This is serious.
So
you can take your dirty toilet humor.
Sorry.
And you can get. I'm about to do a Jacob Walsh. You can get it the fuck out of here. Okay.
I like my toilet humor.
So these
I actually thought that was fake when you posted it.
What? These are Fingles. There's a backstory here. Okay.
It's not that funny.
I have the
Let's get past this. Go for it.
I have the dirtiest sense of humor of all. Fingles. are way more serious than they are funny. Okay. Fingles are Wendy's kids' meal toys from the late 80s, 1989. And I didn't know what these were. So I think a couple months ago, we got a care package. I think it was from Jason Groski. And there was a couple of these in there, or at least something similar, little Play-Doh molds. And Jake and I could not figure out for the life of us what they were. So I was really excited to stumble upon these for a couple reasons. One, anytime it's like this isn't a real Ghostbusters toy, but if you look specifically at the back of the box, it is made by Kenner, and it does use like the Ecto Glow font, and this is as close as you can get to a Ghostbusters item in 1989 without being a Ghostbusters item, especially since it's the exact same color purple box. But they have the whole set, and they're little Play-Doh ghost molds, and I really liked them, so I bought all six. So each one has a they're not sealed, but I don't want to fuck with it. But each one has
I'm curious if it's warm inside.
What?
What? Continue.
Each one has a I don't know. I lost my train of thought. Anyways, there's six of them. They're those awesome. Cool. I love them.
Yeah,
love
those are cool.
Okay. I also got
cool
chicken nuggets. I'm trying here, guys. Okay. So I continued my well, these aren't Wendy's, but they had a whole section at Cro-Mag Toys of like Happy Meal toys, McDonald's toys, things of that nature. And I've been talking about wanting to get into this kind of stuff for a very long time. I didn't know what my entry point was going to be, but they had an almost full set of the original McNugget buddies, and the other set is the McNugget Halloween buddies. So
nice.
These are amazing. I am going to open these. I'm not going to leave them in package, because what would be the point of that? But
initially you weren't picking those up. They were like suggested by the person behind the counter.
I was upsold them.
Yeah.
Oh, she's like, you're buying the Fingles.
Yeah.
They tricked you into it.
They did. They did. So we've got Drummer. I'm not going to go through all of these, but so this is the first series. I think 1988 Drummer McNugget. You can look at some of these, and then there's the Halloween ones too. So I don't know how far down the rabbit hole I'm going to go with McNugget.
All the way.
Well, there's not that many, right?
No, but just in Happy Meal toys in general, I feel like it's a pretty dangerous.
But you have to at least finish Happy Meal toys. But I would do McDonaldland toys.
Right. Well, we were looking at that recently.
Well, we were in an antique mall up in Atlanta. Me and Craig were both like on eBay and Google looking up, because somebody had the Play School McDonald's like play set, you know, and we were looking at awesome. It, trying to figure out what was missing out. We were like, one of us is about to buy a McDonald's play set here, but
there's two McDonald's play sets for McDonaldland. So there's that Play School one.
Yeah.
And then there's also one from Remco that was made in the late 70s.
Mm.
And they're for like almost Mego style dolls of the McDonaldland gang.
That's cool.
So it's very cool. And my rule is going to be, I think I'll complete the nugget sets. And I also really like the transforming McDonald's food sets.
Oh, but there we go. Transformers Gateway Drug.
Like, oh, man.
Be careful.
God, these nuggets and these burgers are transforming. What else could transform? You think a car could turn into a robot?
What about this cheetah?
Hey, the only two Transformers products I've ever owned, I sold over the weekend. So
that's so funny.
New year, yeah. New Jake,
new year,
Transformers.
Yeah,
again.
New me. So,
anyways, that was my other purchase from that store, whatever it was called. What was it called?
Cro-Mag.
It was a good store. Good store.
Good store. I've got a few things, one or two from there I can show off.
Yeah, go for it.
This is something that I figured I should have had in my collection a long time ago, but I know I don't. It's a Star Wars Episode I Pod Race Challenge game, and it's in very nice condition, and it looks like it's just no fun at all. honestly, like it's probably just really, like just very difficult and hard to see, but I really like it. Because you know,
well, it's in good condition because that packaging is like a safe.
Yeah.
You can't get into that.
Oh,
thing.
There's no way. This kind it's such a frustration. You need like a straight up knife,
Like yeah, then you're going to cut your hands on the plastic after you open it. It's just a mess.
Yeah,
just a metaphor for that toy's just in general, just a metaphor for the prequels. No fun at all.
No fun at all. Hard to get into.
I'm kidding.
Jarring. There's 20 Jedi Master points though on the back of this from Tiger Electronics.
Oh, tedious.
Cash those in.
I'm doing pretty good.
20 points, damn. 20 real.
That's
cool. You were that rich.
I like that.
20 points. I also picked up this My Little Pony VHS tape, which famously this cartoon is bad. It's just not really, doesn't capture the spirit of My Little Pony. But I did watch some of the My Little Pony cartoons when I was little, so there's nostalgia there. And I think this is a good display piece, and I picked that up. I got one last thing. No, two last things I'll show off real quick, and then someone else can take over. I got a Snuffleupagus because we were talking about the elephant,
the mythical creature.
And I felt like a Snuffleupagus kind of snuck in there, and it's like on the same area.
I like Snuffleupagus. He was my favorite when I was a kid.
Yeah, love Snuffleupagus. He's so depressing. Part of the Jim Hansen thing. This is a little tiny Kermit from Muppets in Space that Craig
gave
me for Christmas. Yeah,
that's
I know.
I like that. A little keychain.
Yeah, you just
a giant oversized keychain that would be ridiculous on your actual keys. Love it.
Yeah. This is to hang from like your rear view mirror for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you can let everyone know your style and what you're into. This here is a Batman Forever collectible. It's a watch. There were two cases and I didn't know what was inside of them. What? Let me do it.
No, I'm just laughing that it says the word. It's like, I'm a collectible. It says collectible on it.
Hey, Jake, that's how you know it's good. Because if it's in the back of a magazine and it says it's a collectible,
then it's probably worth a lot of money.
100,000 of the coins. All right. So when I opened this, I like squealed in the store because it's a really awesome watch. It's got like the, I think this may be like, this is not real leather, but it's made to look like a real businessman's watch. And I really like this. And I had one that was a similar one, but it didn't have the same face as this, which this one says fight crime.
Abby, you need to wear that to Toy Fair so that people know that you're serious business.
Yeah. I won't steal. Yeah. I'll fight
they're
crime.
Like, they're like, hey, we might need to talk to her. You know, not everybody wears a collectible on their wrist.
Oh God, I know.
Like that's some sort of debutante.
I think that's a real leather band.
Yeah, I think it might be. It's yeah, no, that's how I felt when I wore my Chalkline TMNT vintage jacket too. I'm just bragging.
What are you
now.
Bragging?
To Toy Fair. I was like, I'm wearing collectible. It's so cool. It's pleather, probably. Okay, I'm done. Someone else can take over.
Okay,
you're up.
I'll show off one of the two that I got. I don't know why I ordered two, but this is what Craig and I do when we order Masters of the Universe stuff. Mm-hmm. I put the other one that's far away. So I also got the Grayskull add-ons. But I got these guards. I don't understand why I ordered two guards. I think one of the guards now just might end up being a prize for the YHS Royal Rumble watch along.
Oh, we're doing that again. We have to.
We are doing that again. Surprise,
Johnny
Knoxville's
in the Royal Rumble this year.
You heard it here first, folks. But yeah, so I got that. It showed up. And then, of course, like I said, the Castle Grayskull add-ons, which I think are totally cool and beautiful. I'll keep going. I'll just finish off here to completion. I got a bunch of Star Wars stuff. So I got a legit Black Series Junior. It's a legit Black Series Junior. It is the Kylo Ren. Cause I like Kylo Ren. So I'm just going to buy stuff. And I was like, hey, I want more juniors, but I want more juniors from the sequels, even though I don't like the movies, but I want more of the toys.
Isn't that the worst part about being a toy collector?
Sure.
I hate these movies, but I need those toys.
I need all of them. So I said, if I want more of them, then I better buy the ones that are already out. Sure. So I got one of the Knights of Ren, the only one that they released so far. God damn it.
Hey,
that one could have stayed
on the shelf.
If you think they're ever putting out the other six Knights of Ren and vintage collection, if they did, nobody would care. If they
or not even coming out with Emperor Krang dangle legs, you know what I mean? Like they're not doing like We're not getting jars of Snokes. We're not getting Poe's and Finn's and 2 minutes screen time Rose. We're not getting
I would buy a jar of Snokes. Absolutely. You could show me the Knights of Ren right now, and if it did not say Knights of Ren, I'd be like, who is that?
Hey, you know what?
We need to know the legend.
What were they in?
We need a Knights of Ren like sitcom on Disney Plus, like a comedy about the Knights
of Ren. Screw that. We're going to do our own spinoff. I'm going to get Knights of Ryan.
How many knights are there?
Okay. So I got Poe's one time hookup. I got Zori Bliss.
That's a good figure.
Seven Knights of Ren. It's a vacation movie. It takes place over a week and it follows the seven Knights of Ren.
There you go.
Getting comfortable in the Bahamas. All right.
I also got Princess Leia from the ceremony at the end of A New Hope on Yavin. Because I just fucking like the figure.
The Black Series version of that is finally hitting, and I'm really excited to pick that up. They've really, like, the last couple, Vintage Collection and Black Series Leias, they do a really good job.
Yeah, it took like 30 years, but they did it.
Well, look at old Kenner Leias, and it's like...
They look better than the Power of the Force ones. You know? So, yeah, I'll give it that. I also got the Gonk Droid.
Cool.
Just in case they ever decide they're going to do Vintage Collection Bad Batch, I wanted at least a Gonk Droid to put with them. Eventually, we might get something from that, Joe. Yeah. Who knows? Doesn't really matter.
Hey, we got a really nice comment
buy whatever
here.
They give me because I'm such a shill.
Ordinary Joe 79. Yo, yes, I'll have some. Love the content. You guys rock.
Thank you.
Ordinary Joe 79.
Randalorian, loving the Star Wars pickups. Yeah, I've definitely...
Thanks, dude.
In being in such a Ghostbusters mode for several months, as soon as like Book of Boba Fett hit, I was like, Star Wars, I like it.
Yeah. Okay, and I got one last thing.
Yep.
And it's also Star Wars related still, because the guy at the shop at Figure 4 was just like, just take stuff, man. Just take it. I picked up Cy Snoodle and yelling furry Daffy Duck from Roger Rabbit.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't own these two. Because I kept kind of going like, I don't want him. And right. I want the size noodles from like, I want her to, I wish she looked more like the one from the original 83 cut where she has like strings on her hands and her feet and stuff. Like, I like that
but
version.
But it was so limited, Ryan. They really couldn't do everything with size that they wanted.
Abby, I'm about to give you like major really props here. Okay. So, and Abby has now got me on this idea that like, wait, I do need this band. I need all of it. So now I'm trying to find that harmonica frog, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to find the Weequay with the drums, with the giant drums.
Okay.
I know they made them. They're single packed. So that means those are the only two I'm missing, because I have the dancers. I have,
do you have
the other two packs.
Do you have the, you know, I know they're about to put out the Figure and Dan single release, but there's an old Power of the Force, like four, or maybe it's not Power of the Force.
It's
but
a five pack.
It's a five.
And then there
pack.
Was one that was an exclusive. So they came out with them together, and they came out with one that was like a weird mail-in exclusive.
Okay. I need that. You need that.
Jacksonville. When I was in Jacksonville last, I believe I sent you guys a picture of that. They have those sets at a pretty good store down there. I mean, we should take a bit of a road trip.
Yeah, you guys have time this weekend. You guys got to get it. Hey, it might actually be at that garage sale too. So if you see Fingering Dan and his Fingles, that's what his band is called. Fingering Dan and the Fingles.
Fingering Dan and the Fingles.
Yeah.
Do you guys see how mad I got about the whole Fingles thing earlier?
Dude, I love it when you get mad.
I let it slide.
Here's the thing. I take Fingles very seriously, and I always
clearly
you should.
Here's the thing:
clearly.
They're dead.
As a lifelong
serious.
Toy collector,
they're
we're
very
not here
somber,
to joke.
Serious toy.
Anyways, okay.
Stick your finger in it.
You put Play-Doh in it.
You know what? I'm never buying anything. I'm never showing anything you put your finger in. I'm never showing it off on Toy Anxiety. So if I ever get a cool finger puppet or...
I have some Godzilla finger
puppets. I guess that's really it. No one's seeing it.
Okay. If it starts with finger, we don't do it.
From Tony Taylor Toys, the man himself, I got the glow-in-the-dark Goes to the Gozerian emblem.
I want one of those.
This thing is...
Those are cool.
He's doing the Lord's work over there.
Those are beautiful.
Tony Taylor Toys.
Wow, yeah. That's really nice.
He did a really great job on these. Unbelievable work. And if it glows in the dark, I'm probably going to buy it because I've become one of those people. I'd never really cared before. I think just the first time I saw the glow in the dark, like the Ecto glows in person, and then you start seeing like the Kenner RoboCop glow in the dark, and then some of the Swamp Thing figures glow in the dark, and like it just looks good when you turn your lights off in your toy room, everything's glowing.
Agreed.
Oh, so, dude, yes.
Anyways, thank you, Tony, for making these. And I think he's going to do another run, so stay tuned to TonyTaylorToys.com.
Glow in the dark question.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A GIPDQ.
Did they ever make the Mr. Burns where he looks like an alien and glows in the dark?
No, I don't know.
You're asking the wrong people about that.
Well, I know Craig likes glow-in-the-dark stuff, so I figured I was at least asking
He likes glow-in-the-dark stuff starting right this minute.
Let me get back to you guys next week.
He has a catalog of glow-in-the-dark stuff in his
That's half
mind?
True. That's half true. Yeah. He's excited about glow-in-the-dark now, but he's been collecting glow-in-the-dark for some time.
I would imagine with the amount of Simpsons toys that Playmates made and other companies that
it's
somebody
probably
made
out there. Yeah.
Jake, what do you got?
I got a gift that was sent to me by Toku Toy Town, but I did get another Secret Base Stay Puft.
Ooh, look at that thing.
This one has got some glitter.
Love that.
Silver. He's got some bones happening.
I dare an American toy company to make a Stay Puft that cool.
I agree.
And that disco.
These are very cool. I love these figures are amazing. Thank you, Jay Toku Toy Town, for sending this my way.
His last name is Toku Toy Town.
That's his last name, yeah, legally. He sent this to me on purpose because he knew, like, you know, I already had one, and he's just trying to get me to spend money.
Is it working?
Yeah. I gotta get more.
You need more.
Matt Henning has your answer. NECA made glowing burns in the 25th anniversary guest stars run, and there's one on eBay for $50, according to Jason Gerhusky. Wow. So there you go.
Oh, Jason, grab that for me.
That's amazing. Yeah. $150. Very cool.
Yes, buy that. Okay, Abigail.
Yeah, I've got one last item, which was given to me by Craig on Christmas.
It was, and guess what it is?
I knew it.
Glow in the dark RoboCop.
Glow in the dark Muppets. No, but this is a Muppets item. It's from my microphone keeps doing its own thing. Palisades Play With It. It's a collector's club item. You know it's a collectible item because it's part of a collector's club.
Oh, wow.
And this was, I know Craig picked this up at,
doesn't matter. I bought it at Second Chance Toys.
Second Chance.
But I think it is I think it was a San Diego Comic Con exclusive back in the day.
It's going to be hard to see past the plastic, but there's Gonzo and two chickens and like some really cool accessories.
Oh, it's like date night Gonzo.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's dressed up.
It's like a Valentine.
Sure.
It's got a signature on it, so you know it's collectible.
Very cool.
Signed by John Henson. Jim Henson? No, John Henson. Oh, is he Jim Henson's brother? No, he just happened to have the same last name.
It's awesome, though. It's going to be great to add to the collection.
I don't know much about the Palisades Muppets line, but I've been seeing it more and more at different toy shops and comic shops, and they're pretty pricey.
The play sets are amazing.
Really? Yeah. I've been seeing the single figures and stuff, but yeah, very cool.
Did a Muppets Lab playset. They did the backstage as one big two-tier playset. And I think they did the Swedish Chef's Kitchen as a playset as well.
Oh, but, damn. Yeah.
They're a lot bigger. Like the Diamond Select figures are like kind of tiny. Some of those are like 7-8 inches. So, but they run like 50, 60, 70 bucks a piece. Very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I have a couple more things, but not much. Jake?
Yeah, you know, Craig, a minute ago you said because of all the Ghostbusters stuff, you've kind of been like almost taking a back seat to Star Wars, and I've been pretty off of Star Wars recently. I just kind of flipped the switch, and it's just been like, you know what? For now, me and Star Wars, we're done.
You do this every year.
I can't relate, like, once but sure. A year. Either way, over the over the weekend, because I was off Star Wars, I just ended up, I don't know, man. I bought a hot toy.
Oh,
I bought a Wicket.
Look at that.
Yeah, so I found the
same. So you're not off Star Wars. You're 100% on
Star Wars. I'm on Ewoks. I was off all the time.
I was off Star Wars until I walked into a shop and they had goddamn Wicket staring at me.
Dude, that'll do it.
I got him right here out of the Look box. At
that. Oh, dude.
Beautiful.
He's
great.
I'm watching Return of the Jedi tonight. By the way, I watched it twice already this week. Yeah. I'm watching it again.
So I put it on.
So yeah.
Love that.
Doing
Get some hot toys.
Dude, you need that Poncho Leia to go with it.
You need it.
I know. They had it. They had this it. I almost also bought a Yoda hot toy, but I was just like, well, one at a time.
This is Yoda how you collect hot toys. This is how you collect hot toys. Don't think about the price. You just buy it, and then you just buy one. So you're like, I only bought one, and then you go back a couple weeks later, you buy another one.
That's how you do all toys.
That's exactly.
Yeah, I'm just describing. Yeah. I'm describing shopping.
That's how. Yeah, that's how it works, Craig.
That thing's amazing. Great pickup.
Yes. Yep.
Thank you. Yes.
They need to make Figuring Dan as a hot toy.
That would be if they did a whole set of the Jabba Palace band.
Fuck yeah!
Oh, you mean Max Rebo or the Cantina band?
The Cantina band or
all of it. Give me all of it, actually. Give me that drummer R5 unit, too.
Yeah. I want a festival.
I want a music festival of Star Wars.
Like Coachella, but it's Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was kind of like in Rise of Skywalker there for a hot minute.
They go to the Sand Festival?
Yeah.
Oh, remember all those favorite part? Yeah. Oh, some of my favorite characters. They're called the...
With the kids,
yeah, Wayfinders,
Wayfinders,
the Sith Wayfinder. The Wayfinder. Okay, a couple more things.
So I did want to give another shout out to Tony
Taylor and also us. We released this week on CryptCreepersToys.com our variant translucent Tony Taylor classics. So we've got Terror Tub here. Grave little toaster and translucent orange, and then PK Evil. These things are super cool. We sold a bunch of them. There are limited amounts remaining at CryptCreepersToys.com. I think one of the shadow variants is sold out, but if you did not get your hands on these, they're available. And Tony's doing incredible work. We're excited to keep working with him. Super excited about some of the stuff we have planned for Crypt Keepers. All new, you know, new figures and new ideas.
Yeah.
And, it's a really fun thing. It's kind of cool to be, I don't know, putting toys out into the world.
It's awesome.
And the support has been like unbelievable. So thank you guys very much.
On a real level. Yeah. We love packing boxes.
No, we don't.
We don't.
It sucks, but
I kind of like
we
it.
We do it for the people.
I like to see the aftermath of like doing all the work and seeing all the boxes together. I think it's fun.
Couple more quick things. I did pick up the remainder of the What If Marvel Legends line. Nebula and T'Challa Star-Lord. These figures are really cool. I wasn't going to get the whole line, but that Build-A-Figure of the Watcher is, I don't know, that's going to be like a contender for Figure of the Year, maybe.
It's a Watcher. You need Watcher.
You need that. It's just really cool. So picked up the rest. Did not see them at Target. They were on sale on Amazon. I think these were like $16 a piece. So.
Plus, it looks like What If is like official MCU canon, according to the trailer for Doctor Strange 2.
Maybe.
We'll see. Definite maybe.
That's not the same.
Definitely maybe.
And then the last
thing. Yeah, the animation stuff's better.
You know, I was just talking about how Crypt Creepers, you know, we have a little toy company. Mm-hmm. Other podcasts do other toy company things, and I like to support them. I bought this on a whim on Christmas Day and completely forgot about it, and they showed up today. But the Major Wrestling Figure podcast, which is Matt Cardona and Brian Myers podcast, and we've had Matt on the show, and we'll probably do more with them at some point down the line. They are putting out their own line of Bendies. If you remember 90s Bendies figures, there was Star Wars, there was a whole line of WWF figures. Mm-hmm. So we got them, so let's show them off, because I don't do a lot of wrestling stuff, but again, cool that people are doing, you know, starting your own toy companies. And these are really, really well done. So you got Brian Myers there. And you got
the most professional wrestler.
Brian the Myers. Most professional wrestler. You got Smart Mark Sterling here, who is doing really well in AEW now. You got star of Leprechaun Origins, Hornswoggle. Look at that.
Nice.
Look at that little guy.
He's also been in the Muppets. Don't forget that.
He's Muppet Cannon.
Oh, yeah.
And Matt Cardona. So it reminded me of that time we were at Toy Fair in 2020, and we went to the Bendham's booth. And we were just looking.
And we walked away, and Craig immediately said to me and Abby, I will never, ever buy a Bendham.
When are we going to get toy anxiety Bendhams?
Sneaking a sandwich in, and like he was like, well, what do you want to see? What do you guys want?
Ghostbusters Bendhams? Yeah.
We're like nothing, because who buys Bendhams?
Yeah.
So this is a really cool way to do the packaging. These are like printed cards and like these plastic... you can kind of like
slip cases.
Yeah. Oh. They did a really good job. Really, really
cool.
Yeah,
I like
and this is series one. They're doing more.
Was that Zombie Sailor who made them or someone else?
No, that's them.
Well, that's them then.
That's them. Yeah. Zombie Sailor's doing his own line of wrestling figures. And yeah, very cool. I love that. I mean, the fact that it's 2022 and we can, make toys and sell toys and work with people like Tony Taylor and, or work with people like Jay Key, who's Toku Toy Town's like taking off. I think Jay Key's gonna quit his day job and just be Toku
I'm moving Toy Town. To Toku Toy Town.
It's gonna be a city. It's gonna be
its
own domain.
Get a job.
But I don't believe I'll be buying any Star Wars Bendhams anytime soon. It doesn't seem like something that I will do.
Wow, that's a perfect soundbite to cut next time you when you actually do buy one.
Yeah. You mean next week's episode?
Welcome to I'll start the episode off like the Geek Dad episodes where I kind of do like a little tease. Hi everybody, welcome to Toy Anxiety. Guess what? I bought Bendhams. It was a pretty light news week, but there is some stuff going on, and I kind of want to start off with
I got one more thing I want to talk about.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jake. I thought
it's okay. It's not really a
I thought the hot toy was the finale.
Yeah, well, it is, but this thing I just I saved this for last because it's not really a toy, but it's very toy related, and I just thought it would be maybe an interesting conversation. But I did get in the mail today. So back when Kongo came out, I've been buying as much as I can. I pick up any of the like promotional stuff, whatever. And a friend of mine sent me a message on Instagram that he had found on eBay these. They are the Pepsi. They're like the packaging for like, 24 pack of Pepsi.
Right.
And they have the Kongo, Discover Kongo, the movie offers inside.
I love that.
So I bought these, Pepsi and Diet Pepsi, but the thing about them is that I had been wondering for a while about, with Kongo, there was a mail away figure, which I have right here.
The Kenner Mailaway, yeah.
Yeah, the cool. Kenner Mailaway figure. I was wondering, like, what the mail, like, because there's nothing about this on the back of the, it's not on the Kongo packaging. So I never really knew exactly what the deal with the mail-away was. And you can find these everywhere. They're all over the place. You can't find a whole lot of info about them. But inside my Pepsi box was this, which has the mail away right there, tells you exactly how to get it. $2.50 plus two proof of purchase of regular figures. It has all the rules on the back. It has the address to the Kenner place to send it to, how to get it. And I just thought that was cool. It's like a piece of
that's
a
awesome
toy collecting puzzle.
Would you call that a MailChimp?
Whoa. Surprise plug.
Why do you got to bring up my day? Why you got to bring up my day? Mr. Sony.
Oh, my God.
God, Ryan's busting my fucking balls tonight.
It's because you told us to shut the fuck up before you went live.
I did. A lot of people
like, hey, how about this for the new year?
Oh, Craig was like, I miss being grumpy Craig. And I was like, well, I can bring that out if he really wants it.
Jake, anyway, that is very cool.
Yeah, I just thought it was a cool, like, it's like a piece of collecting.
And what else is on there?
Yeah,
there's a Congo t-shirt that's exclusively from Pepsi, natural colored 100% cotton t-shirt, sports a colorful Congo design, one size fits all.
Oh.
Okay. There's a Congo
that was big cap. In the 90s. What size?
Yeah, big in the 90s. There's a Congo cap, there's a plush Amy gorilla, and also $1 back on the Congo movie storybook. Pick up yours at your local bookstore and get $1 rebate with this coupon.
Imagine going to the Barnes & Noble, like, I'd like a dollar back. I have a coupon. I think we should do a Crypt Keeper's mail away figure. Like, prove that you've bought like five previous ones.
That's
and
funny,
send
yeah.
in $49.99. Inflation.
Yeah.
Inflation.
I want to find that plush Amy now.
Well, Jake and Abby both have them.
Like, I've got. Yeah. She's looking at me right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we got
She's
it.
Looking you guys should army tough. Build them.
She's saying,
they're not,
woman.
They're expensive.
Oh, well, Crimea River. I said army build them.
All right.
I mean, it's easy if you want to army build the special mailaways, because there were literally like cases of these in their white little mailer box.
I think probably
people didn't mail away for them.
Well, no, it's like the old the translucent Obi-Wan mail away
yeah.
from Power of the Force.
At one point, I wondered if these were ever actually even given out, because there's just so many and you see them all over the place and they're. You can get on eBay and there's just tons of them in their packaging, still in the little plastic. And I'm just like, did they just never even
mail?
Did nobody buy these?
Jake, you should buy all of them and just fill a Detolf with them, but don't set them up nicely. Just
here's the thing about that, Ryan. You can't set up any of the Congo figures nicely because they're all pieces of shit and they're all weirdly like. Their centers of gravity are weird, and none of them, they barely fucking stand up. So
they were there when you set that shelf up.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Every day of my life, I set my Congo shelf up.
Yeah.
Jake, you might be right. It could be one of those things where nobody sent in, and at some point they were just like liquidated to, Big Lots or
and like, all those. None of those places wanted them.
Oh man, gotta love a good mail away. The Hasbro WWF mailways from the early 90s are very expensive now. Especially if you get them in the bag. Okay, cool. Well, let's talk about this. I had a hefty conversation about this on the phone last night with Ryan Dole. I figure we had to talk about it, and I showed Jake today.
Oh no. Okay. All right.
Oh.
We're doing it?
Oh, this is so sad. Do we have sad music to go with this?
Should this just be the sad comment?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Okay. So this was revealed this week.
I love Batman, by the way.
By McFarlane Toys.
Oh, God. I hate looking at it.
It's the let me get us on.
It's the Uncle Fester Batman from the film.
Jeez, he looks like he's been crying in a nightclub. And the lights just came on.
Yes. I thought he had some sort of like broad like eyebrow framed glasses, honestly.
But what's with that nose?
It doesn't
like,
get
just
any
everything.
Better.
Okay. All right. Well, let's at least
also the shape and the posturing looks unnatural. And totally uncool.
It's like he's wearing five jackets. He's
I've done that. Like when you wear a sweatshirt that's too big underneath the tighter jacket, it just
it's Gore-Tex.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Except he's wearing like three hoodies and like a puffy jacket.
Yeah, and like Batman's not. Batman's supposed to know how to dress and layer.
Let's at least tell
at
people
least
what
Bruce
we're
Wayne should.
Yeah.
So this is a McFarlane. There's some funny stuff happening in the chat. This is the McFarlane Batman or the Batman, the new Robin Pattinson. I've been calling that as a joke.
And now it's sticking. Now
the
it's
Robin sticking. Shelby Batman.
This is the Robert Pattinson figure and motorbike from Filmation Toys. I'm always a sucker for an unmasked Batman figure, but this really isn't very good.
Get the mask back on, please.
Yeah, give him a few days to like recover.
Well, the bike looks pretty good from what we
can
see.
Yeah,
oh, I guess the quarter of it that you can see.
This was brought up on Geek Dad Life. They talked about it, Jay and John. But the positioning of the C-grip hand there is so weird.
Yeah, they covered that in detail. Like, it's an Anakin situation. I have an Anakin figure like that, that like just sits and clutches.
Like, he's like, I am vengeance. They're like, hey, dude, we cannot take you seriously right now.
Have you tried using eye makeup remover? There's some really good stuff at the Maybelline counter.
Hey, you know what?
How can you look at the motorcycle when he's got that like constantly averting your eyes thing?
Here's the thing. This is where I'm going to give credit, and this has nothing to do with the toy. This is the movie. You know, Batman always has like black eye makeup on, but they act like he doesn't. So like he takes off the cowl and it's just like
he's clean.
It's clean. So I like that they're at least admitting that before going out and fighting crime, Batman does a little bit of makeup, has a little bit of a me day, and puts on a little bit of the, you know,
respect for like, yeah, looking like it's game worn or like that you like. But why does it look like he's shoplifting a pizza inside his jacket? It's like
now,
a very strange.
Especially when he has a backpack to put that pizza in.
Now, we haven't talked about it that extensively, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to find a few more images of the McFarlane line of Batman. But Ryan, you're the resident Batman obsessed person here. What is you're a huge fan, so you're number one
it's
fan.
It's true.
So what is your
Batman was a Heinz ketchup, I'd eat it for sure.
You hate ketchup. We found out that today. Is that a Canadian thing?
I don't think so, because we have like ketchup flavored chips, which is a thing. Okay. But I'm not a fan of those either. Like it's just
like
not
gravy.
Gravy is not ketchup, so absolutely.
Okay, yeah, that's a good option.
Thank you.
Moving on.
Let's take a look at the Batman. I love Batman.
You like gravy? You on like the gravy? Next toy anxiety.
Yeah, Batman Ryan, is my gravy.
How are you feeling so far about what's been shown? In the McFarlane line.
Like you mean just in general or just for the new movie?
In general. For the not the movie, the toys, the McFarlane figures.
I think there's some hits and there's some big misses.
Okay.
I will just put it that way. I think some of the I think the Suicide Squad toys actually for the most part looked really good, but then all of a sudden they had this like really weird maskless John Cena, and that one also looked really
Wasn't great. Okay, so this is the McFarlane Robin.
Robin?
This is not Robin.
Robin Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson.
You've made too many fake TikToks.
I know. It's I'm going to try to bring back my TikTok. How do we feel about this Batman figure?
I like it. I think it's. I'd like to see it in person. But I think it's cool. I like it. I like that suit. So, I mean...
How are we feeling about the Riddler?
I think that's the worst design of Riddler I've ever seen in my life.
I've seen Riddler
like in like skin tight spandex, buffed out on Bane's venom. I've seen all sorts of interpretations of him, but this like
they're all bad.
This garbage bag raincoat Riddler is
just dumb. It's supposed to look dumb.
Yeah, man. He looks like an incel. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I think that's the point, Ryan.
He looks nondescript.
Okay, so I'm saying right now there's like, I should hate, like, he looks like a villain, but right now I'm giving him X-Pac heat. It's go away heat.
He looks like Jason in this picture.
Might as well be.
Mm-hmm. Yes. There is some, like, you're attending a...
Watch, he's going to end up having mom issues too. Just wait.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Of course, because he's Bruce Wayne's brother, apparently, right?
Is that really?
That's a vibe that I get. I feel like they're brothers. I could have made that up, but
you probably
we're going to a DC movie, so you could be right.
I bet I am. Yeah,
brothers. Yeah.
Why did you say that name, Martha? Because my name, my mom's name is Martha. My mom's name was Martha Wayne too. Really?
No, dude, it has to be like a form of a riddle, right? So it'd have to be like, who is someone that is born from the same mother?
My brother?
Yes. Right? It'd have to be like something like a ballpoint banana.
Yeah.
Oh
God! Yeah, Carrey. I don't. I like the. I don't. Whatever.
Listen, I'm Let's giving it on. The benefit of the doubt because I believe in the movie, but
I feel the same. I'm like, I could be surprised, and this could be like, oh, the most understated Riddler that we only see looking like this for a moment, and then surprise.
And then he gets the bowler hat and the jacket that keeps him safe.
Yeah, he's like the gamester.
I mean the cat. I mean, I know we're getting off of toys a little bit, but the Riddler and the casting of the Riddler to me is the only interesting thing about the movie.
Paul Dano's.
Oh, really?
Paul Dano's great. Like, he's very good. Yeah. So I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not worried about his performance as the Riddler, but I don't know that I like that look.
I'm in the same boat as Abby. I'm not worried about anyone's performances in this movie. I'm afraid what they're given to perform with.
Yeah. Then we got the Zoe Kravitz Catwoman figure.
Cute looking.
Yeah, it's cute. I
listen,
agree.
Yeah, there's $20 figure.
No. Like Catwoman. Catwoman's always been interesting, at least to me.
We all have our own Catwoman hot takes. Mine is always that Anne Hathaway is my favorite Catwoman. And I know
God.
That gets heat.
Yeah.
I know it gets heat.
That's embarrassing. That's just embarrassing.
Embarrassing.
I feel
embarrassed.
Can I get some Catwoman?
I like Anne Hathaway as Catwoman.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I like those Christopher Nolan Batman movies.
Thank you.
They're entertaining. Let's talk about toys.
Anyway, so if you guys have any strong
those
opinions,
movies had the worst toys.
And Julie Newmar, yes. 1966. That was the original where it all started.
You said that's like a mom. You know when the mom comes in like
dude,
Julie Newmar.
I was reading.
Oh, you're just reading the comment.
You don't understand this. No, I was reading a comment from All Music Fan 88 and
I like All Music.
And
Fan
I was gonna say because I was raised on the live action TV show. And that was my first introduction to Batman, and I was just like, yeah, I like that. I like Catwoman. Mm-hmm.
Me, yep.
Okay, more news.
Jake is like ready to just walk away.
Jake hates Catwoman. He hates the Riddler costume.
He just hates everything I love.
No, that's not true. You both like Jurassic Park movies.
Yes, both love.
That's true. We actually do love a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah.
Let me be dramatic, Craig.
I can host the debate, a Catwoman debate.
I used to work at UPS. I know a lot about Catwoman. Yeah.
That's your friend you're making fun of, by the way.
I'm not making fun of anybody. That day was the greatest night of my life. I like everybody in that.
That was the greatest night of your life?
My recent history.
New York doesn't exist. Doesn't even compare.
What did she say?
I had the text on my laptop alerted me. Craig's mom has texted saying about to buy GB Afterlife.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Cool. Craig and I, yeah.
Tell her not to watch it on her phone.
Very good.
She'll do that. My mom will straight watch a whole Hulu series on her phone. Okay.
What is with this generation?
This generation. Okay. This was announced this morning. The big exclusive is a repack from a long time ago. It is a cool figure, the Black Series prototype armor Boba Fett. I mean, it's really cool that the Book of Boba Fett's out and there's no figures out for it.
Did you notice that Hasbro didn't announce this at all? Like, it's not on anything. Like, Hasbro doesn't care anymore. They're just like,
I can imagine that they were sitting in their offices or whatever, and they were like, oh, hey, man, did you get that? Are those Boba Fett toys out? And he was like, oh, shit, were those supposed to be? Yeah, well, do we have anything? Can we just put anything? Yeah, put that prototype back there.
You don't even need to paint him.
Like, nobody cares.
Hey, by the way, I have this figure, and I like it a lot, and I think it's really cool. And for those who missed out, good job. You're getting another one. I think this one's actually an Amazon exclusive, but it's just kind of like, it's disheartening. Like, what are we supposed to say? Let's talk about it. I mean, there's one
Does
way.
Does this come with a Rancor?
God, I'm pretty sure this was a stretch goal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. I know.
Okay, one thing. If we're going to talk about it and say something, I'm curious to what the rest of the mural is going to be because it does have a mural piece for the box. Sure. So clearly there's more to it. So maybe they're doing a design series, Macquarie series of Black series eventually.
Maybe
I'm giving like Hasbro way too much credit.
Maybe. Yeah, you should.
Yeah, maybe.
I like
they
that.
They hate Star Wars. They hate it.
Here's the thing. Like, there's a new wave of Black series that has been found at a couple Targets. Hasbro Pulse had it this morning. It's sold out. It's based on season 2 of Mandalorian. I would love to own a modern Boba Fett figure and Fennec Shan. And I would love, you know, I'm sorry. I don't care anymore. I'm just going to say it. You know what was cool? When Ghostbusters Afterlife came out, I got to go to the store and buy toys from Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You know? And
you don't like waiting a year after you see something to get the toy?
So you completely cooled and moved on to like several different new things?
Exactly. Like,
but you're also not getting toys for because they're pumping out shows faster than toys.
Well, when Masters of the Universe has 2 new shows out, guess what? There's toys on the shelf. When Marvel Legends... They're you know, I can go to the store right now and buy all the Eternals figures.
Of course, yeah.
But I'm just saying,
I don't think I can go to the store and get an Aquaman toy. Come on.
They made them, right? And I could go.
That's true. And they came out with Far From Home figures, at least a base set.
Yeah.
Before the movie came out.
Right. So why? Somebody fucking tell me why. It's like the Backstreet Boys.
Tell me why.
Where's my Boba Fett Fennec Shan?
Tell me why. Other stuff from Mandalorian.
Tell me why. I need figures from the Bad Batch.
Patrick, he sucks ass. Okay, listen, he doesn't. It's not his fault. It's not their fault. I don't know whose fault it is. I don't know why I can't find Star Wars toys. This is what every Star Wars toy podcast talks about. I don't know. I don't have an answer. It's frustrating. It's
just
frustrating.
It's a weird place to be in.
Yeah, I could go buy Ninja Turtles cartoon toys from
and
a cartoon
not even a
that
cartoon.
Has been on in 35 years, and I got to get every character imaginable. You'd think I'd be able to go to the store and find something.
Anything.
There's Book of Boba Fett. There's one thing. There's like a plush. That's it.
Tusken Raider shaman.
This is
and a child and its dog and a Fett and a Fennec. And there's your first wave. Where is it?
Why not have like the foresight and planning for that? Because that was the issue with Baby Yoda when Mandalorian season 1 came out. Because like,
they want their secrets.
Oh, their secrets mean that we don't get the product in hand.
Care about the secrets. Yeah. Like the Spider-Man had a bunch of secrets. We know figures for all that. That's fine.
Yeah, but there weren't any giant secrets in the first episode of Boba Fett either. You know, there's nothing crazy in there. So
you know
it's
what?
Like, that shit could have been out.
Okay. Let me take real quick. I didn't think this would be the topic of
Zuckus is here, so it's time
Zuckus
to go to
is
Zuckus.
Here.
Zuckus is
hi, Jake. I didn't think this was going to be the topic of discussion for tonight, but you know what? We can talk about this for a few minutes and then we'll move on. Let me take you back to the land of 2019.
Yeah.
A mystical place called Triple Force Friday, where the big plan the big plan was we have the Rise of Skywalker coming out and we've got,
brand new show called The Mandalorian.
Mandalorian
debuting on this whole new streaming platform called Disney Plus.
And then there was what's the video game with Cal Kestis? That one.
Craig's favorite.
My favorite
just
character.
That. Yeah.
And they put out all these figures. And did they do well? Sure.
I think they did do well.
I think they did okay. But something happened. Around that time, something shifted in a very large way with Hasbro Star Wars because they did trickle out Mandalorian figures over, 2019, 2020, 2021. We've gotten a decent amount of Mandalorian figures. But what is going on right now? We're leading up to Christmas. I can't. There's a couple peg warmers in Black Series. That's it. They've got a couple figures in Vintage Collection. That's it. Like, where Star Wars is still very popular. I think, but then they can't even sell a Rancor, so maybe it's
synergy,
not.
Folks. You know, like have a meeting and plan it together so that it all rolls out at the proper time. But do you think that's because of story writing differences and like maybe issues with things that are coming out, not knowing where the story is going?
No, I don't think it's that. I honestly think it's because this is something I have to deal with, even with my own job and stuff like that. And like, you know, I've worked on movies where it's like, we cannot talk about this. They will fight marketing and be like, you do not post this. You do not share this. Mm-hmm. This character is completely off limits. We don't talk about it. Right. They will not be part of any kind of marketing thing. Mm-hmm. This is what the marketing is going to be. And so I can see where Star Wars is doing the same thing. Because even when Rise of Skywalker, hang on, sorry, Chris, I'm just going to finish this thought.
No, go for it.
Because right when Force Awakens even started as well, they were just like, you get to see nothing. There's nothing you get to see. There's absolutely nothing. And I know the prequels are boring and whatever, but at least when the prequels were being made, they had weekly vlogs where you could go on set and you could see what they were filming that day. And people weren't worried about spoilers and whatever. And clearly people didn't care about spoilers and Spider-Man. It made $1 billion in 2 weeks.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is all very
what
good
matters
points.
Is if it's a good product.
Chris had made a similar point. He said J.J. Abrams infected Lucasfilm with his paranoia about spoilers. I said paranoia. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His paranormal about spoilers nobody even cares about, like his insistence on pretending Finn was the Jedi character in Force Awakens. Yeah, there's something. This is listen, there's a lot of issues in the world right now. There's shipping delays. There's COVID. I think Matthew Hennig was pointing some of this out. There's a lot of stuff, right? But none of that answers why is Star Wars like the forgotten child when it's supposed to be the biggest brand.
Like panting in the back of the group. Just
listen, there's plenty of Marvel Legends at the Marvel Legends store. That's why I call it Target. And there's plenty of Masters of the Universe, plenty of WWE, there's plenty of AEW. Like, there's all these brands that have their shit together. So, and then if you look in tandem with what just happened with the Rancor, and this was discussed on a lot of different podcasts, including ours, so we don't have to go into full detail, but it is a little weird that you've got the Ghostbusters team kicking ass, and you've got the Transformers team kicking ass, and you've got the Marvel Legends team kicking ass.
G.I. Joe team kicking
ass. The G.I. Joe team kicking unbelievable ass. And the only, who brought this up? There was one podcast, I can't remember what I was listening to. Steve Evans, the former brand manager for Star Wars, who now is oversees Marvel, was the only person promoting the Rancor on social media.
Yes.
Like, they have no social media presence. They had no fun videos. They had no fun facts. It was just, my conspiracy theory mind is, I don't get into that stuff, but for some reason, I don't think they wanted that thing to succeed. I really don't.
I wonder if people just think like, I wonder if Star Wars has been such just like a big giant force in the world forever. And like, since the prequels came out, it has been, it's just like, you know, the Star Wars fandom is insane. Like, it's crazy. It's big. We will buy anything. You know what I mean? Like,
you're right.
It's taken over the world. Disney and Star Wars is the big thing. So I think part of it might have to do with like, they don't care. They just think we're going to buy it no matter what. So they put the smallest amount of effort to, they're just like, we'll just put it out. They'll buy it. Star Wars. We don't need to do any work. But as toy collectors, we're like, no.
Yeah.
Draw the line.
But the problem is it's not even like, it's not my biggest issue. Like, I personally don't think there's as many I don't think there's people wanting to spend. There's a reason why Marvel Legends are stacking up at the store. Like, who has $25 to go buy 10 Eternals figures? Like, that's a lot of money.
Well, I also think with like Marvel Legends and with like Black Series, I know I feel this way, but it's like, don't you get tired of just buying the same? It's the same. Like, I wish the lines kind of changed it up a little more. And I know they were trying to with like HasLabs and stuff like that, but it's like, cool, it's just another 6-inch figure. It's just like, I want to buy something different than just
right
waves and waves of the same size, very similar figures. And I wonder if that has anything to do with people just being like, all right.
I think you're partly right there. For me, like, what still gets me excited about Marvel Legends is when we get new characters we've never seen get toys before. So yeah. Even though I think you can still get the Hasbro Pulse exclusive Excalibur 3-pack, that mm-hmm. to me was super exciting because, one, I'm biased. It's one of my favorite comics. But we never gotten that before. And we seem to continually get this toys with Marvel Legends. And with Star Wars, we seem to just be getting, here's all the same characters you already have. Doesn't matter what scale now at this point. Maybe we'll trickle in one or two new characters. I think the latest wave of Black Series is probably the newest wave of anything we've seen in a long time.
Right. But it, where is Fennec it? And that's my biggest issue is like, where is it? Like, maybe if you pre-ordered it from like a third-party site, like some people have it, but Star Wars is, in its core, is a multimedia franchise that the merchandise of Star Wars is, that's the big part of it.
Well, it is part of it. That's part of the Star Wars culture is the merch.
So when it's the first day of Book of Boba Fett and I'm like, fuck yeah, he did it. He's out of the Sarlacc pit. He's running shit on Tatooine. I want to go buy a Boba Fett figure. Where are they? Oh, cool. I can pre-order a vintage collection deluxe figure. What makes it deluxe? Well, it comes in a bigger cardboard box. And when am I going to get that? In 6 months? And also, where are these holiday figures that they never announced but showed up?
Teased them. They kind of half-assed announced them on a Fan First Friday, which, by the way, those suck too. And, they kind of like half-assed announced them saying, oh, yeah, they're coming. Just like what you asked for, just in time for Easter.
You're telling me that in 2022, I could go to any Target or Walmart in the country and buy a 75-year-old Peter Venkman, but I can't buy a Boba Fett at the shows on the fucking Disney Plus? 75 million subscribers?
Correct. You have to wait until December of this year to get your.
When you say that out loud, it sounds insane.
I know. It's crazy. But okay. But I digress. We'll have to have some. I don't know. It's not. Here's the thing. The last thing. People go, oh, it's a Hasbro thing. Well, all the other Hasbro brands are doing great. Oh, it's a Disney thing. Oh, well, no, because all of the Marvel stuff's doing great at Hasbro. This is a Lucasfilm thing. It has to be.
We should have a state of Star Wars discussion. Not, although we just have.
We should do one in the form of our Rancor countdown. We'll do a state of Star Wars, but I think we should do it live at Celebration this year.
Let's get kicked out of Star Wars Celebration by getting up on stage and
we'll find Patrick.
Shit.
We will find Patrick. We'll get a couple shots at him, and we'll be like, "Tell us."
We just do the Wade's World, like he blows goats. I have proof.
Yeah. Hey, that'd be awesome.
Here's the thing: as somebody who works in a corporate environment who understands the push and pull of marketing, I don't blame the Star Wars team. I'm sure that the people, this is their job, is to sell Star Wars toys and market them. I'm sure they are as frustrated as we are. I just would like, the main issue to me is communication, right?
Yes.
We know that you can't make an Ula figure or a Hutzler Leia figure anymore, and that's okay. You need to say it. You need to say, it's out of our hands. We can't do it. Let's move on to something else. Communication. That's what people... Most issues in the world...
Relationships are based on communication.
It is, and most issues in the world are they stem from bad communication. People just want the truth.
Like, where's my Razor Crest?
Yeah, where the fuck is my Razor Crest?
Where is it? I bought one.
I swear to God, if Mandalorian Season 3 starts before I get this Razor Crest, I will just continue to wait, I guess. What else?
But I will complain...
Yeah, of
course. Until I get it. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
State of Star Wars coming soon, folks.
Hefty Star Wars conversation. I like this. Mm-hmm. Chris Esposito with another. I like Chris tonight. He's bringing the heat. They need to tell us what's going on instead of just ignoring what the fans are asking for. Yeah.
Well,
I mean,
you asked for it and you're getting it. It is a stormtrooper with yellow on it this time.
Mm-hmm.
Sandcrawler podcast. By the way, miss you guys. Hope you get your episodes going again. We love the Sandcrawler. Have you guys seen the Razorcrest pics on Instagram? No, I'm scared though.
I did. Okay.
I saw it.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll try to find them.
The, you know, Grogu's little crib thing, that little floaty basket.
Yeah, his floaty basket.
They chromed it out.
Right.
And it looks dumb.
I thought the whole point was that it's supposed to be chrome.
Is it? Because it never looks chrome in the, like, shiny chrome in the show. Oh. It always looks dinged up and like it's been kicked around with a baby in it.
That's the problem?
Well, that's one of the problems. I don't know. I just
I have a feeling he's referring to somebody. That's really funny. I have a feeling that's not the issue, is the chrome basket.
The issue is someone else has it. And I do not.
Okay.
That's the issue.
It's out there somewhere. Yeah.
We need to get Yak Face on the show. I have a feeling he'll want to talk about Star Wars. Let's check out Yak Face before we move on to sad comments. I don't know. What am I even looking for at this point? I don't know. The Razor Crest, it's out there. What are you going to do? All right, guys. Any final thoughts before we get into some sad comments?
I sold all my Masters of the Universe stuff.
All right. Oh yeah, your origin stuff.
Got it all out of here.
You went through a phase. I went through a phase, man,
and it's because of you, and it's because of fucking Jake Stevens, and I just started buying it, and like, you got a couple books, and I was looking through the books, and the art is amazing, and I just got like I fell into your all three of your excitement and Jake Stevens' excitement about Masters of the Universe, and I started buying it, and then I realized that I don't care about it at all, other
you know
than I think
that?
The art looks cool. A Craig? I pulled a Craig, and I got rid of all of it. What do we call it?
Abby and I have a new name for that.
What is it?
When you panic buy during the pandemic, it's a panic pandy.
A panic pandy?
It's a panic pandy.
Yeah, a
pandy panic? A pandy
panic. Pandy panic.
Which
pandy
also
panic.
Sounds like a Star Wars character, pandy which we panic. Wouldn't get
pandy
the figure
panic?
For.
Pandy yeah.
So okay. What we're going to do is this weekend, Jake and Hal are going to come up, and we're going to go buy old Star Wars toys. Because at least those are available.
Exactly.
I'm looking for a harmonica frog.
Okay.
By the way, I want to say this. Everybody has different issues with modern toy collecting. Some people say, you know what? My biggest issue with Star Wars Black Series is it's $24.99 a figure. I get it. That's not even... I want... Oh my God, I'm doing it. I'm a sad comment.
You've become the sad comment.
I guess Hasbro doesn't like money, is what I'm saying right now.
I guess you don't want my money.
Dude.
What's that quote?
What is it?
Craig has lived long enough to become the villain.
Yeah, I'm like the Harvey Dent of Star Wars toy collecting right now.
With all you've seen as a lifetime toy collector.
Rachel! Rachel! Dude, I'm bringing up so many Chris Nolan references tonight.
You know, like, do a spinning top next in your Yaddle and just spin it and away you go. And
my Yaddle? My Yaddle,
yeah.
Did you say
Yaddle?
Did you say Yaddle or Dreidel?
He said Yaddle. You
said
Yaddle.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's no. It's Yaddle. Yaddle is Yoda and Yaddle's Jewish cousin. And I can say that because my last name's Goldberg Steenman. Just kidding. It's just Goldberg.
Okay. Goldberg Steenman. I like it.
Okay. Anything else before we move on to sad comments? I do want everyone to subscribe to the channel. Hit that like button.
Mm-hmm.
Helps us out. Gets us out there. And get ready. We're going to be putting out the nominees for the Jeffries.
Yes. We're going to be voting. And I'm going to be on Monster Island with Jake and Jay.
Yeah.
Yes. There's not really going to be voting.
Tomorrow. We're going to record that tomorrow. Abby's coming on. It's going to be good.
Yes. Ryan, what were you saying?
There's not going to actually be any voting for the Jeffries. I'm just going to tell you this is who's winning.
Well, the in memoriam section is just going to be about the Rancor.
That yes,
because that's the only thing that we didn't lose any other lines this year.
In the eyes of a Rancor,
I'm just going to re-record it. It's going to be the same thing, but.
Oh, you can't.
So goddamn gray.
Hey, I just want to point out, Jason left a comment and said that Harmonica Frog's real name is Rapper Toonie, which is fucking ridiculous. Like,
is not
that actually its name?
How did Ewok? Please reply.
Somebody tell us. I hope it is.
Well, we found out what the name of Star Wars music was this week.
Well, some of us already know.
I didn't know it was called Jizz.
I knew it was Jizz.
That's old news.
I knew it was Jizz for a long time.
Yeah. Ooh.
Is that the word for it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that just come out? That's been...
No,
the Jizz came out a long time ago.
It's been out, but there's a new batch going around.
Yeah.
Oh, is it a bad batch?
Yeah, is it a bad batch of Jizz? Yeah, they're just throwing it around now.
Is it defective? Oh, my God.
Do not eat the red rope licorice.
Yeah, millennials are just discovering now it was called Jizz this entire time.
Oh. Hi, my name's Craig, and today we're going to be talking about 5 reasons why Star Wars and Jizz music is problematic. Subscribe.
But it's not problematic. Button. I think it's great.
It is great. Smash that like and play some Jizz. Okay. guys, I was in a really bad mood earlier, but now I'm in a good mood. You guys turned
Yeah.
You know why? Jizz.
Yeah. And toy anxiety and friendship.
Yeah.
And thank you all for watching and commenting.
Jizz anxiety. That's going to be our spinoff show.
Dude, there's a lot.
We're only allowed to say Jizz so many times. I think we're...
Did we reach our Jizz quota?
Well, here's the thing. We put an asterisk because it's like... This is a definition. This is
every time somebody says the word Jizz, it has to pop up in the corner and says a style of music in the Star Wars universe.
Yes. Yes. So that's what it is. It's a genre. It's not just like, but...
I just wish they would have... I wish they would have used it more.
It's the cantina music.
Yeah,
that's what I
it's
imagined.
Jizz music. Yeah.
It's like jazz, but different.
You know what?
That's literally what it is. George Lucas didn't even realize what he was doing. He was like, it's kind of like jazz music. Yeah, let me change one letter, and did not even realize. I guarantee you, it never passed through his head what he was saying. And people were probably like, George, are we sure? And he was probably just like, yeah.
Yeah, here's George.
It's me, George Lucas. And I say it's Jizz.
It's in Star Wars and it's different.
I just wish it was in the
games. We call it Jizz.
I wish it was really in the dialogue more. Like, imagine if Anakin was like, "Are you an angel?" And then he asked,
"Wait, what?
Do you like?"
I was listening to Jizz, some Jizz music earlier.
Do you like Jizz?
Are we just?
This is my favorite Jizz band. Oh, yeah? Name 5 songs, Padme.
Oh, my God.
Well, I know the hits. I know the ones from the radio. Noob. All right. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Sad comments. Who has sad comments this week?
I do.
I don't.
I don't. It's an all Ryan
I don't
show.
Either. It's all Ryan.
Oh, here we go.
It's all Ryan this
here
week.
We go. Here we go.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Jason Grzeski. Jizz was an upbeat swinging genre of music most notably performed by Fingrin Dan and the Modal Nodes and the Max Rebo Band. Most notably because that's who we saw playing it. I'm
sure
there was
only 2 bands in Star Wars until 3 weeks ago.
I like that Max Rebo's like, I'm going solo. No.
Well, because I think the rest
headlining
of
the Jizz Festival.
It's him and that other Biff or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it was just him. Those two are the only survivors. Yeah, I think Cy Stoodles and the rest, I think they're fucking dead.
Everyone's dead.
I think they're crispy.
They changed their name to McCool. Simon and Jizz Funkle.
Okay. All right. I'm into eclectic Jizz.
That's great.
We're good. I think we're good on that. We did that. Check.
The dancers go solo. They're now called the Jizz Girls.
Sad comments.
Mm-hmm. Sporty Jizz.
All right. We're on. We did it. No, George Lucas fucking did it.
We made Craig have fun, thanks to George Lucas.
And then we took it all back.
Now I'm mad.
And we made him mad.
All right, here we go. Sad comments every week. Scour the internet for the latest commentary and what I'll call criticisms, casual criticisms, constructive criticisms from the toy collectors of the world towards their companies.
Passionate thoughts. Mm-hmm. I like to call them passionate thoughts.
They are not constructive.
Mm-hmm.
Rarely.
They need to be heard, though.
Here we go. Adcom.
I'm going to read through all three of these. These are on the same post, which is, of course, on Yak Face, on our new white Boba Fett. It's done by the same guy, had three different comments to make. He's very passionate about all of this.
Okay.
All right. Did I slip into a coma after the new year and have now awakened on April 1st? Seriously? This goes to show you that Hasbro doesn't care. They couldn't give two shits about fans and what they want or expect. The repaint of the TVC Holiday Fete, and now this is a load of horse manure, shows they're nothing but money-grabbing thieves.
Ooh.
He then follows up.
Oh, there's more.
Glad I switched to 3.75 scale. This one is pretty insulting. But wait, there's more. Hey! If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I'd like the jerks from Hasbro right here tonight. I want them brought from their happy holiday slumber over there, over there on Clueless Lane with all the other rich people, and I want them brought right here.
This poor Griswold.
With a big ribbon on their head, and I want... Jesus, Abby messed that.
Sorry.
It's okay. And I want to look them straight in the eye, and I want them to... And I want to tell them what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, schlongless, hopeless, heartless, fat-assed, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit they all are. Hallelujah! Holy crap! Where's my Tylenol?
Wow.
So it was Clark Griswold.
It was. Sorry for the interruption. I cannot resist. So that was great.
They edited it. They said, holy crap.
Yeah.
That's not what it says. He says, holy fuck, doesn't it? They edited it.
They edited their comment.
After even still, like, yeah, everything else. that's what they decided to edit. But yeah, so cool. this guy's mad.
That's beautiful.
Wait, that was all over that Boba Fett?
Yeah, and it was the same guy. All three comments.
Same person. Wow.
But he did it separately. Like, oh God. Oh, dude, I can't imagine like being like 6 hours later, then 5 hours later, and then
leave another comment.
I have one that's better. Listen to this. I'm gonna quote something.
All right, we did it. We did a little toy anxiety. That was a lot of fun. We will be back next Tuesday at 9:30. Stay tuned to the channel here on Yes App. So make sure you like this video. Make sure you subscribe. There's a new playlist. It's called YHS Cardio. It's me opening cards. I'm clever. It's fun. We busted open some Star Wars cards, some Mandalorian, some Topps Chrome. Hit another. Well, I don't want to spoil it. Just you gotta watch.
Yeah.
Gotta go see it.
You gotta go see it. But it's fun. Love cards, and I'll probably buy some more. That sounds like something I would do. And I hope everyone is gonna have a lot of fun buying toys in the new year.
I know I will. I'm gonna buy a toy tonight.
You are?
I'm going to get Craig back his signed Han Solo.
That's going to be a fun unboxing video.
All right, okay. Let's skip over that.
We will totally skip past all of that.
Thank you.
And thank you, Craig, for all that you do for Yes Have Some Podcasts. And thank you to everyone for watching.
Stay tuned for news about the Jefferies. We'll have a date locked in and more information on that. We're super excited about that.
Coming soon.
Jake.
Yep. Get your gowns out.
You got any plans to hang out on Sideshow tonight? Look at those toys?
Maybe, actually, yeah. I think I need to get that C-3PO. It's been eating at me, so we'll see.
Ooh. Mm. Protocol droid. Mm-hmm. Hot.
They gotta make a Sarlacc pit.
Wrong
button. That'd be crazy.
That thing eats people.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Eats wallets.
Mm-hmm. I guess they don't want money. Oh, Tony Taylor, we're watching Afterlife 2 tonight. Who else?
Afterlife 2?
Afterlife, the sequel.
It's out?
God, I can't wait for that.
It's going to happen.
Let's make it happen.
Ah, bat cycle.
Dude, but let's hope that Robert Pattinson's Batman.
Robin Pattinson.
Robin Pattinson.
Robin Pattinson shirt.
Can, I don't know.
For Abigail Gardner, get Jake Walsh, Ryan Dole, my name is Craig Goldberg. We're going to go shop for Star Wars toys.
Yeah, I'm buying
at the store.
Because
They're not at the store.
The only way you can find Star Wars toys is go to a stranger's house and dig through his trunk.
Dig through his basement.
Digging for Star Wars toys.
Bye, everybody.
Good
Okay, good night, y'all.
I'm going to open the size.